In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. The Lord said that if the temple were destroyed, that 3 days later he would be able to rebuild it. And here we are 3 months after just a few projects in this holy temple were done, and we glorify God who has brought us through that time to worship together, and who brought us into this holy temple to give thanks to him, to glorify him, to thank him for the works of the hands of all of those who labored and who thought and who came to do this work in honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who, as I said, rebuilt the temple in 3 days, the one who, by your word, creates out of nothing together with the Father and the Spirit. This wonderful day where we celebrate the Lord's resurrection of Lazarus after he was in the tomb for 4 days, and after it was expected that he would have begun to disintegrate, the Lord calls him out and shows us that bodily we're expecting a resurrection. Lazarus died again later and is awaiting the universal resurrection that Christ promises us. But a few of the wonderful things that we heard today, they point us to the fact that God's kingdom is totally indestructible. This is what St. Paul said in today's epistle, that we should be grateful that we're part of a kingdom that's unshakable. Not only that's not breakable, but it doesn't shake. There's no influence of any kind of vibration at all, right? We talk about the vibes, right? In our modern style, we say sending vibrations and things like that. This doesn't vibrate at all. It says it's unshakable. That's how fixed God's kingdom is, and this is how fixed the resurrection is. St. Paul says that we ought to show our gratitude by being hospitable to one another, by being reverent, by honoring marriage, living in a way that says that life is a way of expressing the beauty of God. Christ promised that all who are in the tombs will come out to the resurrection. So we will hear our name also and come out to the resurrection. It's irreversible. We'll remember what St. Justin Popovich said, that we sentence God to death and he sentenced us to eternal life. But how to experience life as life is also important. St. Paul said not to fill our life with concern with love of money. When Christ says that those who are called out, those who have done good will come out to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. So everybody is looking forward to resurrection. But why does he make a contrast between life and judgment? If everyone is coming back, isn't it life? It's true. But to experience life as life means that we participate in the beauty of God, the hospitality of God, the visitation of God, the works of mercy of God. Keep marriage honorable, meaning that the bridegroom of the whole church gave himself up for us. All of those things should point to the life with the bridegroom who comes. And that we don't want to have a resurrection of judgment. Because God, our God, is not a God who is out to get us. He is a God who was out and is out to visit us, who came in humility and comes again in glory. And he also invited us to partake of that. When Jesus is talking to the disciples while Lazarus is still sick, he says, "This sickness is not to death." And we might be perplexed to see that Lazarus died. So why did he say this sickness is not to death? Because the sickness that is to death is sin, when we're not hospitable, when we're envious of one another, when we're judgmental of one another, when we're not honoring one another, when we don't look at our life like a gift from God. That's the one that leads to death. And look at the curious wording, which says that when Christ was going, he wept. Out of this person who was able to raise him from the dead, he wept. Because of his compassion for human beings. This is why he was here, out of his great compassion. In the service of baptism, we say, you could not endure to see the human race under the tyranny of the devil, so you came and saved us. We'll be chanting these hymns throughout this weekend too. Who is man that you visit? From Psalm 8. Who is man that you visit him? Out of the mouths of babes and nursling infants you have perfected praise. This is our God who made the whole universe. That the moon and the stars are his fingertips, are the work of his fingers. So why did he weep? He wept out of compassion. But this is a kind of weeping that says in Greek, evakrisen, which means he teared. He shed tears. Because this is not a death. This is not a sickness that leads to death. And that was not a death that led to separation from God. But there was another time where Jesus wept. And this one says, eklavsen. He wept out loud, audibly. And this was over Jerusalem, who did not recognize their visitation from God. That's a sickness that leads to death. And look at Christ's reaction. He weeps out of compassion always. And of course, he wept with a greater weeping and out loud, because of the failure for the hearts to be able to receive what he did right in front of the people, what he did, what no other person could do, what he did, only what God could do. And this was causing Christ a different type of weeping, which he still does out of compassion, and he still invited people. But as I said before, he's not the God out to get us. He says that he is like the hen who wants to gather the chicks. How much I have tried to do that, and how much he still tries to do that, and how glad we are when a people join this body of Christ. What a great work of life that we're all able to show our gratitude for this indestructible kingdom, that we realize by joining in the divine liturgy, by partaking of the body and the blood of Christ. Our risen Lord, who says that this is the body that he can he can restore in 3 days, the one who creates everything. May this give us a lot of joy and a lot of strength to live out our life thankfully, to look at every person with thanks, and to help us to serve one another and to give glory to Christ, who rose Lazarus, who will call all out of the tombs, and whom we thank for our life and our resurrection, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and into ages of ages.